A Google employee tests positive for the coronavirus. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 28th day of February. Thanks for being here. In other business news, Amazon workers are told to limit travel. Smartphone sales in China are tanking. Senator Elizabeth Warren has a question for big banks. GM to add 1,200 workers. Stocks are falling, but why is gold doing that as well? We'll check the markets, and there's a story about the hard work of flight attendants. Plus, because it's Friday, Jeff Pitts from CityView is in. We're going to riff about stuff to do, and it's all Friday fun. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can reach us on Twitter. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. Let's get into it, shall we? A Google employee has tested positive for the coronavirus, and the company is further restricting its employee travel as concerns around the outbreak continue to mount. The employee, who had been in the Zurich office, did not exhibit any symptoms while there, and Google says the person was only there briefly. Google is continuing to prohibit travel to China unless employees are returning home, and all international travel over the next 90 days will require review. And in a related development, Amazon today said all employees should defer non-essential travel, including within the United States. It marks a significant escalation by the world's largest online retailer to guard against the spread of the coronavirus among its ranks as well. The biggest market for smartphones in the world is China. But now, sales are projected to dwindle by up to 40%, and that's a big hit for sellers. In raw numbers, it means that Chinese consumers will purchase 33 million fewer phones during the first 3 months of this year. Business in China is ground to a halt when the coronavirus outbreak accelerated late last month. Companies have been struggling to return to normal as hundreds of millions of people in China remain under travel restrictions. Apple warned investors this month that the coronavirus outbreak is hurting its business more than previously expected by limiting how many devices it can make and then sell in China. Huawei will also be likely hard hit. The Chinese tech company is the top-selling smartphone brand in China, with just over 38% market share last year. Well, today, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren asked American big banks what their plan might be when it comes to the coronavirus outbreak. Warren, a Democratic presidential candidate, sent letters to the chief executives of five major banks, Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Morgan Stanley. In each letter was this key sentence, quote, "I write to inquire how your bank is monitoring and managing the economic threat and potential risk to your bank related to the spread of coronavirus in China and around the world," end quote. Warren has long been involved in efforts to regulate and increase oversight of major banks and corporations. As a member of the Senate Banking Committee, she gained fame for her harsh grilling of banking regulators in the wake of the Great Recession. Well, General Motors is hiring, and if you want a job, head to Lansing, Michigan, where GM is looking to add 1,200 jobs at two plants. Those jobs will be responsible for the launch of two new Cadillac sedans, the CT4 and the CT5, as well as meet customer demand for some midsize SUVs. The UAW, which represents the hourly workers at both plants, said it's proud that 1,200 more jobs will be added to the facilities. GM's Lansing Delta Township plant opened back in 2006 and has built about 3 million vehicles since. It's GM's newest plant in the United States with about 2,500 hourly employees. You know, usually when equities take a beating, investors run to a safe haven like gold. But gold prices are acting weird. They, too, have fallen. So what's going on? Well, this time around, given the steep stock market declines, gold has become the asset of choice among investors to generate cash. So many are taking a sell position. For example, today, the most active April gold futures contract traded at $1,585.80 an ounce. That was down $56.70, or 3.5% during the session. And there might be another reason that gold prices are falling. Physical transaction of gold in China and in India are typically conducted face-to-face. And those transactions plummet as the coronavirus plays out. Speaking of the markets, it was yet another down day and a terrible week for Wall Street. Today was the seventh session to turn red. The Dow ended the day off by 357 points at 25,409. However, that loss could have been much deeper because the 30 blue chips had been down by as much as 1,000 points earlier in the session. The S&P 500 was off by 24 points, or 0.8, to end the day at 2954, and the NASDAQ finished the day flat at 8567. Equities trimmed losses after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank will, quote, act as appropriate, end quote, to support the economy amid the coronavirus outbreak. Now, just how they might do that isn't clear. Interest rates are already very low. More cuts, however, may be possible. The numbers today built on this week's massive losses. The Dow has fallen 14%, and the S&P 500 fell by 13% just this week. The two indexes concluded their biggest one-week loss since the 2008 financial crisis. The NASDAQ, it's lost 12.3% this week. Travel stocks, Norwegian Cruise Lines and American Airlines are among the worst performing S&P stocks this week, dropping by more than 20% in that time. Las Vegas Sands has lost more than 10% week to date. Moving up in the markets, interestingly enough, and yeah, there were some upward movers this week, pharmaceutical companies and Clorox, both to be expected. And finally, there is this about working up in the air. You know, it's often assumed that flight attendants jet around the world living the high life, but in reality, the perks of working up in the air can be very different according to Quartz. According to the report, many flight attendants report issues with alcoholism as well as sleep disorders. Many also complain of low wages, the long hours spent on their feet, as well as working in an environment lacking fresh air. There's also the abuse that flight attendants often receive from passengers, not to mention the constant jet lag. So, next time you fly, try to be nice. You know, it's not all as glamorous as it might seem. All right, it's Friday, and you have earned a break. Coming up, and just a click away, Jeff Pitts from CityView and I riff about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. He is headed to a book sale, and I think I'm going to try to buy a howitzer for my front lawn. It's Fun Friday. All you have to do to hear it is click ahead.